Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's this wonderful saying that says, hard work dispels worry. Have you ever heard that one before? Does it make sense? Does that resonate? Not rocket science. Hard work dispels worry. It's this idea that's similar to the difference between a river and a swamp, being that a river is flowing, it is healthy, it is vibrant, it is creating, it is life-giving, it is all things positive, and a swamp is the opposite of that. It is stagnant, it is death, it is gross, it is not productive, things do not grow or flourish there except for more gross stuff. So when it comes to the things that we want and doing uncomfortable things, hard work dispels worry. In the context of if you are in a sales career or you've just got things that you know you need to do, but you don't necessarily want to do them. And then let's take this all the way back to really super basic physics that tells us that an object in motion will stay in motion unless acted on by an outside object, and an object at rest is going to stay at rest unless acted on by an outside force of some kind. Meaning, if you're sitting your butt on the couch, you're probably just going to keep sitting there watching TV, versus if you are moving, you're going to keep doing it. And so much, all of it, all of what we do, it's all between our ears. It's all right there between our ears. As knowledge workers, it's not like I am having to go out and secure food and, you know, hunt woolly mammoth or something like that. I don't know if that makes any sense to anybody. The work that we're doing, it's all between our ears. It's not, we're no longer engaged in these physical, dangerous kind of endeavors. Certainly some of us are, but most of us are knowledge workers, and the things that need to get done, the reason they don't get done is just this paradox of activity. I'm stressed out, I'm worried about things, so I avoid them, and that compounds. And the solution to this is just activity. It's just doing it. Hard work dispels worry. If you are doing it, you don't have time to sit around and ruminate and worry about it. But if all you're doing is sitting around and ruminating and worrying about it, that is just preventing you and exacerbating the problem of you not doing the things that must be done. So you're anxious about it. You're afraid to do it. This can take the form of you're supposed to make sales calls to people or reach out to people that you're not necessarily excited about it. You are wanting to introduce yourself to a member of just, you want to introduce yourself to a potential romantic partner. You see a cute girl, a cute boy, and you want to say hi, but you just don't do it. So you sit on your hands instead and nothing happens and you don't take that initial action. We've all been laying in bed, not feeling great about things and just sort of this sense of dread / anxiety. And we just don't want to get out of bed and start our day. Versus if we just got out of bed, put on our running shoes, hit the road, framed everything correctly, got our head right, then we'd be off and running. So there's so many things that stop us from doing the things that we want to do, but they're all just right inside of our head. And if this were easy to fix, then I would be talking about this. There wouldn't be trainers or coaches or managers, because we'd all just be doing everything that we need to be doing on our own. We would all be effective self-managers. But meanwhile, in the real world, How do we take these fears head on? How do we address fears of rejection, of failure, of coming up short, of just all of these things, of not meeting the expectations that are on us, that we have for ourselves? So that's what I want to talk about today. Talked very recently about cognitive priming and that really valuable tool of just getting your head right, of being super intentional about first thing in the morning, ensuring that I am feeding myself with positive information, positive thinking, positive feeling, versus letting in junk, negativity, limiting things. Because the reality, and this has been studied, that just 3 minutes first thing, if you were to put negativity into your brain, that still shows up 6 to 8 hours later. So essentially, you sabotage your entire day. And that happens in about 30% of the people that this research followed/studied. So what can we do? How can we reframe these things? How can we reframe our thinking? But most importantly, how do we position ourselves for success so that I am able to perform? I am able to move past these fears and just do what it is that I need to do and get the things that I want. So first and foremost, a great way to do this is to reframe. So shift the way that you're thinking about fear to growth. So when I realized that nothing worth having is going to be easy. And when I'm doing something that's uncomfortable, it's going to be uncomfortable. And so that means that feeling that I get in my stomach or wherever it is that you get your fear, that's a sign of I'm about to take a big step forward. I'm about to take a step forward. So instead of seeing these potential rejections as failure, you see it as an opportunity that every no is one little step closer to a yes. Whatever it is that you're doing, whatever kind of sales that you are doing, or whatever kind of metrics that your business is needing to perform or hit, there's an art and a science to all of it. So the art is how we say things. It's how we present information. It's how we ask questions. The science is the numbers behind it. So it's how many people I need to be speaking with. And when you look at a no as, well, I know that if I reach out to 10 people, at least one of them potentially is going to become a client of mine. If I could reach out to 10, have a conversation with 5 of them, complete a needs assessment on 3 of them, roughly speaking, in that first year that I'm reaching out to this person and engaging in this process, one of them will probably become a client of mine. So instead of getting super bummed out when people are saying no or rejecting me or saying not right now, George, it's a nice, I am one step closer to getting that 1 out of 10. And then just realizing that fear, discomfort, and anxiety, that's something that's part of the human condition. That's something that we all go through. It is not something to be ashamed of or something to run away from or something to think that you're less than or what a loser I am for being nervous or anxious about this. No, that's something everybody goes through. Athletes at the highest level, business people at the highest level, doctors, performers, whatever. We all have that. So when I recognize it and I say I'm feeling these feelings and I let it wash over me, say, great, that's the way that I feel, but I'm going to do this. I will not allow those feelings to prevent me from engaging in the kind of activity that I know that I need to. And then it's a function of action over analysis. You've heard the phrase analysis paralysis. Ready, aim, 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 aim. No, it's ready and fire, buddy. Let's go. Pull the trigger. Start moving. Hard work dispels worry. So this is an interesting thing. So I think that the more we can break these things down, all these activities, into small consumable bites, the better off than we're going to be. Parkinson's law says that work will either expand or contract the amount of time available for its completion. So if I gave myself all day to make 10 calls? Well, it's going to take me all day. Versus if I give myself 30 minutes to do it, well, then I'm going to get them done. So short deadlines, high expectations, short bursts, small bursts. Instead of all day. No, I've got a 30-minute window here. I'm going to grind out and hammer out as many different calls as I can during this time or whatever it is that you're needing to do, whatever activity. I'm going to shoot 503 free throws in a very short amount of time versus I'm just going to be at the gym all day shooting free throws. I think that as we are, if you're in an endeavor where you're reaching out to other people, changing the focus away from the outcome that we essentially desire, which is fine, but if we change it from focusing on the outcome to providing value and having an impact, I think that that's a very, very helpful thing. So I think that that's a fairly easy one. Say, instead of I want to make a sale, like I'm interested in helping somebody to fix that problem, whatever problem that you're working to solve. Focus on the solution that you're providing, because that is absolutely valuable. If the person that you're interested in helping solve the problem, if they did it and their problem got solved, how would that feel? Really good. So focusing on that. We need to have small wins. We need small wins. So focusing on incremental progress is a really important thing. And this is true across every domain for sure. You've heard the saying, Rome wasn't built in a day. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step kind of a thing. This is where Dave Ramsey, if you're familiar with Dave Ramsey, his baby steps are so profoundly powerful and effective. And he talks about getting out of debt. And he advocates for something called the snowball, the debt snowball method. And the difference between those is the debt snowball says you start with the smallest balance first. If you have 5 credit cards, one has $10,000 balance, and then all the way down to one has $1,000 balance. Regardless of what the annual percentage rate is, you focus and start with the $1,000 balance card because you're going to knock that one out, hopefully relatively quickly, and then you will develop confidence. You will develop momentum. You will develop grittiness, all kinds of good things. So it's as simple. Celebrate those small wins. Track your progress, making sure that you are crossing the items off the list. Speaking of lists, Andy Frisella, very famous entrepreneur, business owner, podcast host, speaker, all around dynamic guy, talks about using a power list, which is his 5 things every day. These are the critical things I must accomplish. If you do those things, you know, you're proving to yourself day in and day out that you are somebody who's capable of executing. You're capable of making a plan and then following through on it. And if you track that day after day, you can look back and say, look at that, 5 days in a row this week, or 7 days or 4 days, however days you worked, how many ever days you worked this week, you executed. You did what you told yourself you were going to do. And that's nothing but a virtuous cycle, which you are starting to put into practice. Nothing but a really positive thing.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Though all of this is in our mind, our bodies play a really big role in it too. Because when we get really nervous, when I get really nervous, our heart rate goes up. We start engaging in shallower breathing. We maybe even make ourselves physically small. So there are things that we can actually be doing from a physical standpoint to help ourselves to feel better. First and foremost, you need to be healthy. So if you're physically not healthy, you are without question harming your ability to achieve the level of success that you want. If you are constantly tired because you have no energy, because you have a crappy diet, if you get bad sleep, you're not going to be performing well, your mental acuity is not going to be there. So that's a really important thing. But the power of breathing and breath is profound. We don't breathe enough, and this sounds dumb to you. You take deep breaths in and out, 3 or 4 in a row, You're going to feel a lot better. You stand up tall. It's positive, good posture. All of these things will lead to you and your ability to overcome fear, overcome anxiety, and produce at a higher level. I just know that it will. So what I'm interested in doing is always, I'm interested in having really, really positive habits, really, really positive routines. So habit is the thing that you do. So you wake up in the morning, and then your routine are the steps that you follow to get out the door in the morning. So I think that when you marry a great habit with a great routine, you have a success ritual. And when you have success rituals, that equals sustained success. Sustained, sustainable success, which means, okay, I can repeat this every day and get a positive result. I know that this works. If that's not confidence inspiring, I don't know what is. So being able to create a success ritual around starting your day with the idea being that I want to be able to handle the fear and the anxiety that naturally occurs. Yikes. A Coors Light? Is that what I was thinking? Was I thinking about an icy cold Coors Light right there? Wow, why not? So when you're nervous, you're freaking out about something, you crack open an icy cold Coors Light, it might all go away right there. Do you see the Shane Gillis, recent Shane Gillis skit on Saturday Night Live called A Couple of Beers? If you have not seen that, go ahead and turn this video off and go watch that. It's way, you'll probably get more value out of that. But it's a very, very real thing. So having a success ritual around how you start your day to position yourself for just doing versus not doing, that's what I'm interested in doing. I'm in the business of performance. And whether you think that you are or you're not, you absolutely are. If you're a school teacher, you are 100% in the business of performance. You're a doctor, 100%. You're a salesperson, 100%. You're anything. You got to get out there and do your best, have the impact that you're supposed to be having every day, and fear and anxiety are just stopping us from doing that. No thanks. No way. I'm not going to allow fear and anxiety to stop me from having the impact that I am going to have. There's no way. So if you could put together a 5-minute ritual, a 5-minute success ritual, then I think that that's such a great way to start today. So the first step is just to, not to be too woo-woo, but center yourself. So calm the mind. So you wake up, just sit up in bed, and instead of grabbing your phone and staring at it and wrecking your day, which that will happen, your weapon of mass destruction, you'll get some crappy email and totally derail everything. What you were going to do is now superseded by what somebody else wants you to do, or somebody else wants your attention or your time. No, you need to set yourself up for success. You need to complete your success ritual. So just take 3 deep breaths. Inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, and then exhale for 6 seconds. You say to yourself, I'm in control of my mindset. 4 deep breaths, 3 deep breaths, 3 deep breaths. 4 seconds in, hold for 4, exhale for 6. I'm in control of my mindset. So you're priming. You are priming. You're doing the mental priming, priming your brain. You're priming your emotions. Cognitive priming is all. When we're taking deep breaths, we're telling our brain that we're safe, because I'm in a position where I'm not at risk right now. I'm in a safe environment. I just woke up. I'm in my bed. I'm going to set the stage for focus. Then, what I want you to do: stand up, get out of bed. Stand up tall, put your shoulders back, put your hand on your hips in a very confident way. Whatever it is that you want to say at this point, a positive mantra. What I do is important. I'm unstoppable. I'm inevitable. I help people. What I do is of immense value. So I want you to figure out what your mantra is there. It's really important. So think about what it is, how you want to start your day, your self-talk, your doing the cognitive priming, by putting this to work. Your physical stance, that is helping your brain to associate with confidence. And then the mantra is just reinforcing your level of self-belief. Hey, I know that this kind of sounds silly, but when you do it, it's going to have such a profound effect. And the next step is I just want you to visualize how you want your day to go. So think about something positive. If you know, which you probably do, what you're going to be doing, visualize the outcome that you want from that important meeting or event or talk or lecture or operation or whatever it is you're going to be doing. So picture it going exactly the way that you want it to. It's the next step. So what you're doing is you're just visualizing. You're thinking about the success you're going to enjoy, and it's going to then make when you're actually going through it a lot more familiar, because you've already done it just in your mind. It's going to make it a lot more achievable. From there, I want you to, as you're ready to get going, break the cycle. We need an action trigger. So this is now that we are ready to start our day. Say it's go time. Let's go. Let's effing go. Whatever. And then you take your action. So this is now that we are out and we are going about our day and we've started our day, how do we get ourselves into that frame of mind? Just like when LeBron James, when he starts the game and he goes up to the scorer's table and he puts the talcum powder or whatever it is in his hands, and then he claps them together and puts his hand up in the air. That's what LeBron is doing right there. He's starting. He says, we are now starting the game. We are getting going. So that's the cue from a cognitive priming standpoint. We are springing into action. We are going. And then, like I talked about before, we have to be tracking our wins. So know what those critical tasks are on a daily basis that you need to be doing and celebrate them. Cross them off your list and keep it in a journal so that you can go back and you can see, look at that. I've hit all my commitments to myself for the last week and a half or whatever it is, for the last year. It's an incredible thing. So having this practice is such an important thing. We are starting the day with calming our mind. We are putting ourselves physically in a really, really positive state. We're thinking about the most important thing that we're going to be doing, and we're seeing ourselves executing on it. We have our action trigger. Says, all right, it's go time. I'm going to start this process. And then we actually track our progress. We track the wins. We track how we were able to execute. And we prove to ourselves that I am absolutely somebody who's capable of doing whatever it is that I'm doing. And all these things are going to build and build and build. You're stacking wins. You're stacking wins. And you're stacking wins. And as you do this, it's your anxiety is going to lessen. It's probably never going to go away. It's going to lessen. Your level of stress is going to lessen. It's going to be nothing but a really positive thing. And I think that what is so important about all of this is that what you are doing is incredibly important. Whatever it is that you're doing, it is what you are doing. And I want you to feel good about it. And I want you to perform at the highest level possible. So recognizing, yeah, I feel this way, but I'm not going to allow it to control what it is that I do. Because I made the decision to engage in the work / behavior / whatever. So I want to perform as well and at the highest possible level. I want to do my best. So how do I do that? I think that these steps will absolutely help you to do it. And that first thing in the morning, those first three steps, if we can do that, if you can do that, start doing that consistently again. You create that success ritual. Say, okay, first thing I'm going to get up, that's the habit. Then my ritual are those first three steps, the breathing, the mantra, then the visualization. And then once you're at work, once you're doing your thing, you snap into it. You have that ritual of let's go. You clap your hands. You arrange everything on your desk, whatever it is. And then you track it. And then you break that paradox. Your hard work will absolutely dispel your worries. They're never going to totally go away, but they're going to lessen, for sure. But the best part about all of it is that you will be doing your part by doing your best.